Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who begs from people to increase what he owns is asking for live coals of Jahannam. So let him ask little or much. Note, Hadith 1 is about asking favors from people at the time of need. And therefore the warning about losing the help of Allah Ta'ala is not as severe as the one in this Hadith, which is about a person begging from people without a real need, but only to increase his own belongings. This person is actually gathering for himself as many live coals of Jahannam as he pleases. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two people were praising you because you gave two gold dinars to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for so and so, I gave him 10 to 100 dinars, but he didn't say anything. Then he said, some people ask me for something, I give them what they ask and they carry it home hidden under their arms, but actually they are carrying the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you give them what they want when you know that it is like the fire of Jahannam for them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, what should I do? They are always asking and Allah Ta'ala does not like me being miserly towards anyone. Qabisa radiallahu anhu said that once he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some help. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait till I receive sadaqah from somewhere and I shall help you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, asking for money from people is permissible only for three types of people. Number one, a man who needs to settle a debt, he can ask for help from people only equal to the debt. Secondly, a person who loses his belongings in an accident or disaster, he may ask from people that much that will help him to get back onto his feet. And thirdly, a person who has not eaten for a few days, he may ask for help till he gets enough food to survive. For any other person besides these three groups, begging is haram, and if he does so, he is eating haram.